Anyway, more than 23 years after he fell off his perch and died in the Graceland Mansion, the King of Rock and Roll made £22 million last year. An ex-Beatle, John Lennon, earned £14 million in the past 12 months, 20 years after he was shot dead in New York. Robbie Williams, arguably Britain's biggest live male star of the past few years, who do I have to argue with, earned only £9 million in 2000. Robbie, get in touch with Robbie's people. He's not dead enough.
Don't say such things.
No, well, that's it. If he wants to earn good money... in fact, get me his manager on the phone. I've got a bit of a suggestion there. 18 minutes to 10 o'clock, then Millennium 106.8 FM. We'll check those roads out in 3 or 4 minutes' time. First of all, it's day 8 of the Pick a Mix and also day 2 of our first and last. I'll do the first and last first. Basically, we're looking for the name of the, in this case, it's a book author, and the title of the book, please. I will give you the first and last lines of said book, and you must tell me who it is who wrote the book and the title, proper title of the book. And this is it. In 20 years' time, if I touch wood, please God, all of that malarkey, I'm still around, how will I feel about a bad back? I still don't believe that there's any sense in which the cancer has been a good thing, but, well, it's strange, isn't it? In 20 years' time, if touch wood, please God, all of that malarkey, I'm still around, how will I feel about a bad back? I still don't believe that there's any sense in which the cancer has been a good thing, but, well, it's strange, isn't it? We need the name of the author, and we need the title, proper title of the book, please. 8311 3111. If you won something in the last few weeks, then give us someone else a chance on that one. Pick a mix, day 8. That's what it is.
Day 9 on the Pick and Mix, then.
Day 9, I've got a cold.
Coming back in my life, because here I am. People have died to set you free. 0208311 3111. If you think you know the songs that these two lyrics have been extracted painlessly from.
8311 3111. 0208311 3111. Telly star Anne Robinson was cooked. Have you got the travel? Do you want to go and get the travel?
I will go get
the travel. And I'll ad-lib till you get back. Go on, yeah, go on. No, it's fine. Telly star Anne Robinson. Right, she's gone. She's been all right the last couple of days, to be honest with you. Last weekend, she was a bit of a prima donna, but she's been okay for the last few days. I think she's been making up for it, realising just which side of bread's been. But Robinson, 57, admitted, I'm so saddened by the fuss it caused, they probably won't let me back into the country. So there you are. There's a great little story there. Did you catch that story at all, though?
Didn't catch it. Can you do it from the top again?
May do it again a bit later on. And Mel C, a word of advice. Shut up.
Does that mean we're going to have another single from Mel C? And if we do, Mel, can you sing instead of shouting?
Yeah, because Northern Star was very nearly a good single, wasn't it?
Apart from the singing.
Apart from the singing. Great song, but just you sung it. It's like France, lovely place. Anyway.
Oh, you do put your foot in your mouth.
Right, then, 6 minutes to 10 o'clock. What, 5 minutes to 10? We got something to give away after 10 o'clock. Tickets to bribe the listener to like us.
I don't know. I'll have to check on that
will
one,
Will you have
actually.
To check?
I will do. But next week, if I can go forward to next week, is
you
that
can.
Possible? Can I
tell forward the announce, forward? By all means, please do.
We have got tickets to Chessington.
I can't wait. I'll have to, but I can't. Steve's got the headlines. 10 o'clock, coming up after the Buggles. Who wants to be down at Elstree?
Do we want to do any more on Big Brother, or you've done it to death this
we've
morning?
We've done it to death this morning, but I mean, I never stopped me doing it. Get it out. No, we're all right there, matey.
No, you're
right.
Are
you coping this morning, okay?
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. I can see you rushing around.
It's a busy morning today.
Yeah, it is. That's why we wondered why we hadn't had a cup of coffee from you.
Maybe not. Well, the kettle's been boiling outside. I did see your empty cups there.
Oh, not empty anymore, mate.
I know they're not. Neither's mine.
Oh, you got a drink at all?
Yeah, I filled mine and left yours there.
Yeah, thanks very much, Steve. Cheers.
The second person to leave the Big Brother house will be...
Oh, Mark the Bonner Fox on the breakfast show. 106, all day long, near the top of your dial.
Oh, now we've been evicted. Radio. Grab your bag and I'll grab mine.
First show!
No, thank you. I'd rather lie here and shrivel.
Or for the bloke last night, actually, who had to leave the Touch a Truck competition because he's desperate to go to the toilet, I suppose. Uh-huh. It would be... Uh-huh. Sorry, but I'm gonna have to... Never mind. Slightly change the pass.
Can I do a little bit of a weather report with a bit of travel chucked in there?
Paula, they are your little things and you can do whatever you like.
Right, I'll do a bit of travel then. A2 has just reopened. The A20 is still very busy, as is the Greenwich one-way system. It's best to avoid that whole area if you can. At least hold off for a little while. To the weather then. It's a mostly dry day across the region with plenty of cloud and broken sunshine. It'll slowly cloud over from the southwest during the course of the afternoon. But the region should remain dry. And temperatures will be slightly above average by mid-afternoon with a brisk west wind slowly easing. The maximum temperatures for today, then central London and the suburbs, both the same, 11 Celsius, 52 Fahrenheit. Chance of rain 10% today, going up to 40% later on. Air quality is good and sunset is at 4 minutes past six.
Somebody looking for a cab again.
Have you?
No, I didn't this time, though.
From Footscray through Erith, Dagenham Heathway, Ilford, Eltham and Hackney. Remember, you're always up to date. Here with us at Millennium 106.8.
Thank you. Ah, everyone say ah. Right then, I was just winking.
You just what?
I wasn't winking. Put that on the outtakes tape, and
I've got to try. Hang on.
I'm listening to the off cues.
Oh, the ones we did yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's not going to play that, is he?
Think he is. Go on.
I suppose we can reveal the new identity of the website, can't we? I
mean, is it up? It's up and going.
Yeah, it's up and running.
Well, do this one first. This little outtake first, and then we'll do it.
Millennium1068.com. For just £1.
Oh, there is one with me, but funnily enough, it's a bit rude.
Strange, that.
I think you can play it, because I don't actually say anything rude.
I'm not going to risk it.
Right then, just very quickly, two things. First of all, you're going to tell us the address of the brand new website that people can access, and some very interesting information on there at the moment.
Millennium1068.com.
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 For just a £1. Get onto the site, because there's some very interesting stuff on there at the moment, and nude pictures of Paula. I meant to tell her. Sorry, I mentioned it.
That's where they went to.
Yeah. Well, Razzle sent them back.
I thought it was Reader's Wife.
It used to be, but look at the size of your hands. Now, look, at 26 minutes to 11 o'clock, I was wondering which song we're going to play. Tribute today to Dennis the Menace, who's 50 years old. We can either have Cliff Richard.
It's a tricky one, isn't it?
Cliff Richard or Blondie. Do you want She's Just a Dennis Woman, or...
She's Just a Dennis.
Blondie, Dennis.
Dennis. I think Dennis.
All right, mate. That's great. Thank you, Steve, for just a pound. So, The Breakfast Express, a talentless fest at 23 minutes to 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning, the 14th of March, with Mark and Paula. Got a great video to give away now, thanks to our friends at the BBC. A Rebel Heart, it's called. A moving love story set against the struggle of Irish, or for Irish independence. Fantastic. Now, in 1916, young Dubliner Ernie Coyne is an innocent. His privileged background and loving family make him an unlikely and incongruous recruit in the struggle for Irish independence. But Ernie's passion for the cause earns him acceptance. His first day of action is fated one, Easter Monday, 1916, the day on which the handful of Irishmen famously stormed Dublin's main post office.
I'm glad he likes the cause. I didn't realise. Monday flipping Monday. They've been around for so long.
Yeah, the cause. Well, the funny thing is, they actually do the music for this. The title music is by the cause.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So that's almost, very nearly, but not quite, but almost. Anyway, it's a double video, and it's blooming long as well. It's 195 minutes, which is over 3 hours and 15 minutes. And if you want a chance to win a copy of that, have we got a question?
We certainly have. What is the currency currently in Ireland?
Yeah. What is the currency currently in Ireland? What's it called? If you think you know, you'd like a chance to win Rebel Heart, this... video. So I think I said CD earlier. Double video. Rebel Heart, starring, let me tell you, James Darcy, Paloma Baeza, Brendan Coyle and Lorcian Granich. All Irish names, I'm sure.
The BBC are very good at doing these period-type drama things, aren't they?
So if you'd like to win a copy of this double video Rebel Heart, a moving love story set against the struggle for Irish independence. We're simply looking for the current Irish currency. What's it called? We have the pound, they have what? 020-8311-3111, 8311-3111. Give us a call. I'm actually looking for some calls now. That would be a good. That would be quite a good link, wouldn't it? Thing though. Got it. Got it.
We're laughing. Breathless.
Got it. Ah, funny you should say that.
Go on.
We've got the pound. What do Ireland have? 020-8311-3111. Apart from the calls, the fantastic calls. 20 to 11. A few minutes on the line, so be quick now. 8311-3111.
Millennium Radio.
So, wow, the phones went mad there, obviously wanting to win a copy of this double video, Rebel Heart, a moving love story set against the struggle for Irish independence, starring, amongst others, James Darcy and Dara O'Malley and Vincent Reagan. T-shirt. Now then, I've got four people lined up on the lines. If you didn't get that far, this far, so then we'll be giving something away again tomorrow as well. Probably the same. Maybe another one of these videos. Going very well. Four people lined up. Didn't get that far, so sorry. And I'm going to go for... I'm going to go for line four and Richard.
Hello.
Hello, Richard.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And where are you from, Richard?
I'm from Thamesmead.
You're from Thamesmead? What, originally?
No, I'm from Ireland originally.
Whereabouts?
Limerick City.
Limerick City?
Yep.
And how long have you been over here?
14 years now.
14 years?
Yep.
And what do you do, mate?
I'm working in the car park in Woolwich.
Oh, good man. All right, then, okay. Well, you can get some of those tickets with the free Kentucky meal on the other side, then, can't you? That'll be nice. All right, then. Do you go back to Ireland a lot?
Maybe once a year.
Oh, you do? What? So have you got family over there still?
Yeah, my parents and all my brothers and sisters can live there.
Oh, good man. Well done. And do you know any Gaelic, Richard?
Just very little pieces. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Have you heard this when we played this song before? Have you heard this? This.
Woo! That's
Shaquille,
is it?
No, it's Richie Cavana, and it's a song called Aon Focalella, which before anybody rings up and complains, is actually an Irish song about learning two words and two more words and two more words.
It's not swearing, is it, Richard?
We're not swearing.
No, we're not.
Okay. Well done. You've won yourself this double video.
Oh,
nearly forgot
brilliant.
The word for video. This double video, which is it'll take you home. This will. It's a lovely. You know what the BBC? They do a lot of pap, but they do the period dramas very well.
Rebel Heart. I've seen parts of it on the TV already.
Oh, so it has. Okay. Well, there you are. You can catch up completely with the full series. It is now yours.
Oh, brilliant!
Thank you for listening to the Breakfast Express. Thank you for listening to Millennium 106.8 FM.
That's great.
Oh, good man. Now, Richard, wait there, matey, and Paula will take your details. Thank you very much for listening to us.
You're welcome.
And take
you're
it welcome. Easy. Stay there for now. I was going to play the rest of Aeon Fogalella, but I think that I'll play something else. Right, let's go into the playlist and see what I've got. I'll play you too, why not? Sorry if you didn't get through. Sorry if you didn't get through, but you didn't get picked. That's the way of the draw, but you can try again tomorrow. 8 minutes to 11 o'clock now, Millennium 106.8 FM.